Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
720 WGN. Good evening, John Landecker. Thank you for coming over. It's 10 minutes after 7, and I'm going to get right to it. To put on the air is an organization that has a great mission and that you should be aware of. This is Pause with two W's, P-A-W-W-S, and it stands for Pause Assisting Wounded Warriors. The organization has been pairing military veterans with ideal service dog companions for more than 10 years. And it's just a wonderful organization, and we're lucky to have with us Pam Barnett, who's the president and founder. Good evening, Pam. Welcome to WGN.
Good evening, John. Thanks for having us on.
Oh, this is just a great thing. I've always felt that we have never done enough for our veterans, you know, because they have served our country, put their lives on the line, and many times when they return, they don't get the support, medical care, or just general lifestyle support that they need. So I think what you're doing is absolutely fantastic. And I'll just preface it by saying that this isn't exactly the same, but there are some similarities. My father was blind and was matched with a dog, a leader dog, who, I guess, mm-hmm. in a way is a service dog, throughout my entire life. And so when I was hearing about the Wounded Warriors being paired with animals, it just brought back a little personal memory as to how effective these things can be. Where did all this begin?
It began in about 2011. I wanted to train one dog for one veteran to give back, and then it grew from there.
In how, I mean, it like in what stages? I mean, that was 2011, and now here we are in 2022. So I got this dog, and, you know, I gave it to this veteran, and now here we are. You know,
and after we placed that first dog, we received over 200 emails for veterans looking for dogs, and every email was sadder than the next, saying, please help me, you're my last hope. I ended up getting more dogs.
What were the messages that were contained in the emails or any communication for the veteran? What did they want? Yeah, what were they looking for? Because you said, you know, you are our last hope. What were they looking to get from the from your organization?
They were looking for a battle buddy, mostly. Every veteran that called, the first task they wanted us to teach the dog was to keep people away from them, to protect their personal space.
Yeah.
And it grew from there. And then we've taught, you know, many veterans how to train dogs and their own dogs. And now a few have become dog trainers.
Was there a turning point in any of this for you, where you suddenly, you know, you went from, okay, this seems to be working rather well, but then it's time to, something happened to kick it into overdrive?
Yes, the turning point was all the emails and what we saw in the veterans' lives change remarkably, especially even their spouses would let us know that they are completely different than they were before they got their dogs.
Yeah.
They were able to go out in public again. They were happier.
Yeah.
And they had a dog with them all the time, and somehow that dog never became a trigger.
Right. It's a comfort, not a trigger.
Comfort. Right.
Do you have professional dog trainers now on staff to train?
We have a few people that train the dogs, but what we've done now over the years is we train the veterans on how to train the dog.
Good idea.
And now they're training their own dogs with us or with other training places.
So if you had a dog, if you were thinking of a dog to as a candidate, let us say, for your service, mm-hmm. what are you looking for in that kind of animal before any of the training starts?
Looking for a confident puppy or a confident dog.
A confident puppy.
Yes, or a confident dog, dog that's not afraid.
Right. No, yeah, I can understand how that might be true. I just had visions of the puppies that I've had, and the only thing they seemed confident about was where they were going to pee. But that was you know, that's just the way it was until they were housebroken.
Correct. Right. We need them not to be overreactive either.
Right.
We need them to be calm in the most stressful situation.
And a temperament. You know, you're talking about the temperament of the dog, its reaction to sudden noises.
Yes.
Yeah. And the pairing process between the individual and the dog, how is that done?
Well, actually, we don't let our veterans pick their own dog.
Oh.
We pick them for them on the needs of the veteran. You know, we train the PTSD service dogs, and then we just pair them with the veteran that we think is the best match. And we've been very fortunate that every single veteran that's received our dog, everyone has paired up perfectly.
How many have you placed? How many dogs have you paired up with veterans?
At least over 17. We're all full-time workers.
Yeah.
So this is all a volunteer organization.
My. Yeah. Well, it is a great organization. It is a nonprofit charitable organization. We're talking with Pam Barnett, who's the president and founder of PAWS, P-A-W-W-S, PAWS Assisting Wounded Warriors, pairing military veterans with service dogs as companions, and they've been doing that for 10 years. If folks would like to donate money to get a hold of you about possible placement of a dog or to contact you on the behalf of a veteran who they may feel is in need of a companion, what should they do?
They can go to our website at pawws.org. And if they can't afford to donate anything, they can go to Amazon Smile and choose us for their organization. And then Amazon pays us a monthly fee for everything they order.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, thank you for taking time to be with us, Pam, and all the best to you and your organization.
Thank you, too.
You betcha.
Have a great night.
You too. 720 WGN.